Setting the scene date, February 9, 2023 site, Hanner Fieldhouse, 3897, tip-off, 7 p.m. series, GS Trails 1-0, Division 1 Series History Watch, ESPN Plus Listen, GS Sports Network Promos, Equality and Inclusion Night. Coaches will wear all black to display unity and an equal sign lapel pin to symbolize Equality Psi Novus scholarship shot. One lucky student will have a chance at a half-court short for $1,000 putt for a car presented by Girard Pre-Owned Vehicles. One lucky fan will have a chance to win $10,000 towards the purchase of a vehicle by sinking a putt on the court probable starters. 0 Caden Archie 2 Jalen Finch 3 Tyron Moore 10 Carlos Curry 12 Andre Safrasov. Game notes: Georgia Southern opens a two-game homestand Thursday when the Eagles play host to James Madison. The contest is set to tip off at 7 p.m. on ESPN Plus and the Georgia Southern Sports Network. It's the Eagles' first home game since January 21. It's Equality and Inclusion Night, and the Eagle coaching staff will wear all black to display unity and an equal sign lapel pin to symbolize equality. The Eagles finish the regular season with 4 of 6 contests at home. GS just completed a stretch of 6 of 8 on the road, including the last 4 contests. The Eagles went 2-4 during that stint and lost the last 4 road games by an average of 5 points. GS is coming off a 64-58 setback at Old Dominion Saturday night. It's the second meeting between James Madison and Georgia Southern this season. JMU won the first meeting 83-71 January 14 in Harrisonburg. The Dukes are tied for second in the Sun Belt standings, while the Eagles are tied for ninth. James Madison head coach Mark Byington, in his third season with the Dukes, coached at Georgia Southern from 2013-20. Amassing a record of 131-97. JMU assistant coach John Kremens was on Byington's GS staff in 2019-20, and graduate assistant Jacob Sowers walked on at Georgia Southern and played 11 games for the Eagles from 2019-21. Redshirt junior Johnny McFadden is the only player on the Eagle roster who was recruited by Byington. McFadden redshirted the 2019-20 season, Byington's last in Statesboro. Eagle guard Ty Strickland's younger brother, Terrell, plays for James Madison. It's the second time the brothers have faced each other in their college careers. 7 Eagles are scoring 7 or more points a game, and only leading scorer Andre Safrasov takes more than 10 shots a game, 10.9, GM. 6 different Eagles have led the team in scoring in a game this season. The Eagles have notched single-digit turnovers in 9 games. GS ranks 6th in the Sun Belt in turnover margin, 1.7, and 3rd in the league in least turnovers, 11.4, GM. Carlos Curry ranks 10th in the Sun Belt in rebounds, 7.2, GM. And Safrasov ranks 11th, 7.1, GM. Safrasov ranks 6th in field goal percentage, 0.475, and 10th in steals, 1.5, GM. While Jalen Finch is 14th in steals, 1.4, GM, and 9th in assists, 3.4, GM. Finch has 86 assists, and the last Eagle to record 100 assists in a season was Tukey Brown, who posted 154 in 2018-19. GS is 29-1 in its last 30 games when shooting 50% or better from the floor. The Eagles lost 94-87 at Louisiana January 28 despite shooting 56.3%. GS has won its last 4 games that were decided by 1 point. The Eagles are 8-4 in Hanner Fieldhouse this season and 23-13 in Hanner during head coach Brian Berg's tenure. James Madison has won its last 4 and is coming off a 63-57 win at Appalachian State Saturday afternoon. The Dukes have had at least 4 double-digit scorers in 17 of 25 games and 5 on 6 different occasions. JMU ranks 21st in the nation with 16 free throws made per game and has made more free throws than its opponents in all but one league game. JMU averages 10.0 steals per game, 4th most in the country, and ranks 7th in turnovers forced, 18.0. Next up, the Eagles play host to Arkansas State Saturday on Salute to Service Day. The contest will tip off at 3 pages M and air on ESPN Plus and the GS Sports Network.